You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
I love this show. And I love all of our friends that listen to this show. And I love the folks who share their time and their talent with us so that we can grow. Unity is our strength. So many times we need inspiration and we don't realize that we are the inspiration. That as we inspire others, God will help to inspire us. So thanks to the gracious, patient, hospitable folks at SoulSpark Radio for interviewing me and allowing me to inspire and be inspired. Y'all enjoy.
Tonight we have probably one of the most fascinating guests we've had on the show. Dr. Dawn Karima is a two-time Global Music Award winner, a Native American Music Award winner, and an Indigenous Artist Activist Award winner. This media personality and spiritual inspiration is also an Indigenous Music Award nominee who hosts an award-winning radio talk show, A Conversation with Dawn Karima. She has two award-winning CDs named The Desire of Nations and The Stars of Heaven. She is the author of What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do, and the co-author of Children Learn What They Read, a book about multiculturalism in children's literature. She's also the author of two novels, The Way We Make Sense, a finalist for the Native American First Book Award, and The Marriage of Saints, a volume in the University of Oklahoma's American Indian Studies series, and a finalist for the New Mexico Book Award. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but she is a Muscogee Lakota Trailshaker, woman's traditional Southern cloth powwow dancer, jingle dress dancer, Indigenous theologian, filmmaker, and journalist, who is a graduate of Harvard University, who holds an MFA in creative writing from the Ohio State University and a PhD conducted at the University of Kentucky Trinity Seminary. Her home is the Kala Boundary Reservation in Cherokee, North Carolina. She's a prominent speaker, educator, artist, and consultant. And she's available to hire for speaking engagements, presentations, media making, academic instruction, consultant, consultations, performances, storytelling, and cultural education.
Dawn, you have been busy with a lot of good follow-up, I might add. You know, a lot of people start stuff, but it sounds like you finished everything. So, way on you.
Yeah. Oh, I have been very blessed. I've had a wonderful adventure, and I'm very, very grateful. And I'm grateful to be here with you tonight, too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I have to ask, what do we do when we don't know what to do?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think you should get my book immediately. If you don't know what to do, or even if you think you do know what to do, you won't. There'll be a moment in your life where you or someone you love will not know what to do. So if you go on Amazon, Kindle, you can find me. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, K-A-R-I-M as in Mary, A. And I have a beautiful little book called What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do. And I think really the first thing you have to do is realize that if you did know what to do, you'd be doing it. And you'd be doing it well, right?
That's right.
And so at that moment when you realize, I don't know what to do, you are on your way to solutions to problems and answers to questions and wisdom. Because just acknowledging that, wow, I don't know what to do, is the space where you can say, I need to get wisdom. And that's the principal thing. Get understanding, get wisdom right where you are, even in the midst of not knowing what to do. If you'll just acknowledge, I need wisdom, my goodness, you are on your way.
Dr. Dawn, what shall we call you, by the way? Are you Dr. Dawn Good? I mean, it just kind of came out like that, but I don't know if you feel...
That's what everybody says because both my parents have doctorates, so I'm Dr. Dawn. So I would say we had to kind of improvise there, but that's perfectly fine.
Right. So I want to ask you, because I know our listeners are going to ask, you know, when we touch on this point of wisdom, right, there's a lot of different types of wisdom. So in the instance that you're speaking of with regards to the content of your book and your personal mission to get this, you know, this practice, if you will, of, you know, resorting to or deferring to or getting to the place of realizing that one needs wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Your definition, if you would, of the type of wisdom that you're speaking of.
Well, I think, first of all, my whole mission in life is to love God and love others. And however I do that, sometimes that is expressed with my music. You know, I'm a Native American Music Award winner, 2-time Global Music Award winner. And so sometimes that comes out in my music. Sometimes it comes out through my books, The Way We Make Sense, The Marriage of Saints. My upcoming book, The Mother of Nations, which is coming out from Uttered Chaos Press. And then this book, What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do. Sometimes that's my show, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, which is on Talktainment Radio. And so what I saw were people literally struggling in life, miserable, unhappy, because they didn't know what to do and didn't have any clue how to start to know. Sometimes you can get in situations in life where you don't, Google can't answer it, you know? And so the issue for me was wisdom is knowing what you need to know and what to do with what you need to know. And that may look different to every person. That may look different in every situation. It may look like something that you recognize. It may look like something that you've never seen before. So wisdom to me in these kinds of situations is knowing what you need to know and knowing how to use it to actually work in your situation, to work that situation out in your favor, to give you breakthrough, to give you success, to give you hope, right? And so wisdom is not one size fits all, because the Creator has seen fit to distribute wisdom to us as we need it in our individual situations. So if you're a parent, you may need different wisdom to raise your toddlers than someone who needs wisdom about a relationship that they're in or a job that they have to do. But it all, when you need wisdom, it's all urgent. It's all equally urgent. When you're the person who doesn't know what to do and you need to know what to do, you need that wisdom and you need it clearly and accurately in a way that you can understand and accept and apply.
Go ahead.
Are you talking about like intuition or, you know,
Well, I won't limit it because I really believe wisdom is what you need to know when you need to know it. If you need to make a life-changing decision of whether to move to another state or not, it may not be intuition. It may be that you just need the right set of facts. You need the demographics of where you're thinking about going and you need to make pros and cons list. If you're trying to decide whether you should marry someone or not, you may need all kinds of wisdom and a background check. You may need a lot of things. If you're trying to figure out how to motivate your child, you may use a lot of intuition. So we can't limit it just to what is wisdom, because it's what you need at that given time. If what I need, for example, if I'm going on a trip and I travel a lot, I get to speak all over the world. And I was thinking about one time when I was invited to speak in an unfamiliar town. I didn't know it. And in the mountains, GPS, cell signals, sometimes they have a mind of their own. And so I was driving, and I was just feeling so lost and confused, and I thought I had directions, but it wasn't looking like what I thought it should look like. So I stopped at a strip mall, and I went into a women's clothing store, and I just hopelessly, like I just went in the door and basically hopelessly said, does anyone in here in this whole store know where such and such a town is located? Mm-hmm. And one of the clerks, bless her heart, she said, I do. And I said, oh, and she started telling me, and it didn't make any sense, and it was a lot, it was turn here and twist here and do this, and I thought, uh-oh. And she said, I tell you what, forget all that. Just go out of the parking lot and turn this way and go down the highway and drive like this, and when you see a McDonald's that's going to take you on to a different highway, go in there and ask them how to get to such and such highway. Don't try to get to your final destiny, and I believe she meant destination, but don't try to get all the way to your final destiny. Just stop at that McDonald's, get directions to the next destiny, and then once you've driven on that highway, stop and ask how to get to the next destiny, and just go from one destiny to the next destiny until you reach your final destiny. Well, so often in life, that'll preach. Because we want to know the whole plan. We would like to know the 40-year plan. We would like to know where should we go to college, when do we graduate, and what house should we buy, and what job should we take, and what person should we partner with, and all of that. We just want it all laid out. And the Creator doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you have to do things in steps. Sometimes you have to go from one destiny to the next destiny and stop and get yourself together at that destiny and then go on to the next destiny and enjoy the journey instead of focusing on the finish line and the destination. So when we try to figure out what wisdom is, it's what you need at that time. I have been places and I have had just out of the blue, I'll hear something or someone will say something, and they don't mean it. They're just having a conversation, but it's just what I needed to hear about my situation. Other times, someone will explain to you what you need to know. Sometimes, wisdom is shut doors and missed opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, when a person doesn't text you back, that's not always that you should chase them. Sometimes that's a sign that perhaps that's not the right person for you. Sometimes the things that don't go right are just as much wisdom to us as the things that do. So when we talk about wisdom, we need to really think of it as what we need, what we can understand, what we can apply and accept. And one great thing about the Creator is that He never minds repeating Himself. He doesn't mind turning up the volume. If you need to hear 9 people talk about something, or if you need to have so many messages that are, you know, coming to you in different ways,
yeah,
you'll get them.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If your heart is sincere and you're truly seeking wisdom, wisdom is ready. Wisdom is easily entreated. Wisdom is peaceable. Wisdom will come and find you if you're really looking. But we also have to be careful that we don't have a preconceived idea of what that means. I'm a Harvard graduate, but if I only believed that the only people who could teach me anything were people who were also at Harvard or the Ivy League, my, would I be in trouble. And I think sometimes we have ideas in our minds of what wisdom is or where we go to get it, and we keep going back to the same sources, and sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. But when we open our hearts, what we'll find out is we will get the message, and we will get it in a way that will be tailor-made for us so we can understand it.
So Dr., what you're really saying here is, you know, when we unpack this thing called wisdom, are, you know, mm-hmm. looking at our culture, how we are such a goal-oriented culture that we do have this preconceived notion about what that wisdom is or what the potential outcome should look like. And we go for that versus, right, like you said, opening our hearts, and it could be our minds or whatever is blocking us, right, from seeing these next destinations, the pinpoints on the map along the way. We miss those because we're so looking for, to be, our ego, I would guess, is looking to be right about about what that wisdom is and what that outcome should be, rather than to really paying attention to the wisdom that's being brought to us on these.
That's, that's fascinating.
That's what you're sharing here. Yep, we like this. We like it. I like it.
Well, it's very fascinating because we have different cultures, right?
Yes.
And so in tribal cultures, we understand that sometimes the goal is the journey. Sometimes the goal is the lesson you learn. It's not necessarily the promotion at work or the most money or the most success or the big name title. It may just be that you spent time with your family. You know, I had a choice of two jobs, and both of them were very good jobs. They were lovely jobs, and I liked both of them. But one had more prestige than the other. But as I prayed about it, I just had a peace in my heart about the other job. I just really believed that that was the job I should take, even though people said, well, how can you turn down this one, this very important job? Well, I don't know. But it was just a peace in my spirit that let me know I should go this way. Well, it turned out after I took that job, my grandmother became ill with cancer. And my boss at that job bent over backward to give me time to be with her. I got to spend the end of her life, I mean, literally off work, not going there. They excused me. They made ways around everything. I still got a paycheck. And they let me be with my beloved grandmother until the end of her life. I really believe that I was successful by taking that job. Maybe the other one would have looked better on a resume, but this one was better for my life. And so sometimes if we get really stuck on goals and prestige and money, we will miss God. We will miss the divine in our situation. It's like when folks are dating and they get stuck on looks. You may miss the greatest person who might have stuck by you through everything you have to go through in life and would have been a wonderful co-parent and all these other things. So we have, that's why it's so important to be sure that the goals we're setting are the same goals that the Creator has for us. And I think about it this way. There's a prayer I pray, and I hope your listeners will like it because I think it will help a lot of people. It sure helped me. Lord, don't let me miss my miracle because I don't like or recognize the package that it comes in. And I think sometimes we miss what is right in front of us, you know, that really the universe is delivering gift-wrapped packages of joy and blessings and good things, and we miss it because the package is not the package we were expecting and had set for ourselves to accept. So we miss people sometimes. We sometimes miss wonderful opportunities and open doors because the package they come in doesn't look like what we're trained to expect. So as we seek wisdom, we have to remember sometimes it will come through people that we don't expect. Sometimes it will come in ways that we weren't, oh, wow, And I think about that a lot because I don't ever want to miss a miracle. I don't ever want to miss a blessing. I don't want to miss an opportunity. I don't want to miss a good thing. I want to be open-hearted to whatever it is that's good that God has for my life.
Well, I would suppose that would, as you said, apply to who we perceive are good partners, because we've certainly had guests on our show before who all have different ways of discovering whether somebody's right for you or not. And had we've done dozens of shows on the kind of questions that you should ask somebody that you're interested in to make sure that getting involved with, because it's, you know, once you've made a commitment, it's too late. And the thing that one guest actually put it this way, and that is that people should be looking at people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, that's wisdom. Because find someone that is kind and compassionate, has character and integrity, then you're probably going to do pretty well.
Yeah, right.
That person that got the car or the bank account or the face or, you know, the right social status, you know, that can turn ugly pretty quickly. And I really like how you phrase wisdom, because I would differentiate wisdom from knowledge.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Some of that has to do with experience, because knowledge without experience is just information.
That's right.
And so when you're counseling people about life decisions, you know, I have a rule of thumb. If I don't know what to do, I don't do it. I just wait until I have a better idea of what I should be doing. I can tell you that has served me much better than just winging it. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. that more times than not got me into trouble.
Well, it's a good thing that wisdom has some friends. Discernment, which helps us to tell the difference between what looks like a good thing but really isn't, or what looks like a bad thing but actually is a good thing, right? I mean, discernment will help us tell the difference between things. And understanding, which is literally the truth you stand under. If I taught you all your life that 2 + 2 = 3, and you really believe that with all your heart, you would still have wrong understanding, and many things in your life would go wrong. You'd think a set of new tires was 3. You'd think there were 3/4 in a dollar, right? 3/4 in a football game. If you really believe that, you might be sincere as all get out, but the truth you stand under would be wrong. And so it's a good thing to get understanding. Make sure sometimes that we're on the right page. We're getting right information. You have to vet things. Just because, you know, people call me all the time and they say, oh, I had this dream or something like this happened or whatever. Well, you know, there's such a thing as confirmation. You can wait for that. I mean, you may see 25 commercials on TV that tell you to move to Texas, but you have no money and no job prospects and you know no one in Texas. Should you move to Texas, or should you pray about it? Should you wait? Should you do your due diligence of research and all of those things? And so, you know, just because we think we know doesn't mean we have to immediately jump out there and go all in. Sometimes what it means is we just have to explore that particular direction, and we have to learn more about what it is we think we know. And that's where time is so powerful. I mean, time forces deception to reveal itself. You know, if you're not sure about somebody, give them some time. Wait on them. Let's see how they shake out. You know, we don't have to do anything in a hurry unless we have to do it in a hurry. It's life or death or something like that. And I think we underestimate the power of the pause. I went out to eat supper at a formal restaurant for a beautiful event. And it actually had waterfalls and beautiful music and, you know, Polynesian dancing. And it was just a gorgeous place. And all of a sudden, in the midst of people wearing gowns and suits and ties and tuxedos and enjoying this beautiful banquet event, we heard a crash. I mean, it jarred everyone. People looked to see what in the world was happening. And one of the men that worked there had a big stack of plates, and he was walking because they were shaking. And as he walked, he was getting faster and faster, and one plate fell to the ground and it crashed there. And then another plate crashed, and then another plate behind that crashed, and there's another plate that crashed. And finally, one of the women that worked there came running out, and she said, "Stop! Just stop!" And he stopped walking, plates stopped falling, dishes stopped crashing to the floor and breaking, and she took part of the stack of dishes, he took part of it, another young man came out with a broom and swept up, and they were able to take care of the situation. Well, everyone else went back to eating their beautiful meal, and I began to think about that. But sometimes when things are crashing down around you, I mean, whether it's too many bills, or it's too much drama in a relationship, or it just looks like your world is crashing, sometimes you just have to pause and stop. If you find yourself in a hole, my granddaddy used to say, the first step is to stop digging.
Sure.
He also used to say that if you're going through hell, don't stop and make pancakes. Keep going. Go through. And so we're not saying stop and do nothing. Stop and just, you know, quit your job and stay home and just hide from the world. We're saying pause, even in the midst of all that chaos. Don't make a drastic decision. Don't keep adding fuel to the fire. But pause. And what do we do? What did that young man do when he stopped? He got some help. And sometimes when we stop, what keeps us from getting stuck on stopped is that we get some help. It's okay to ask for some help. And in tribal cultures, that's why you have a tribe. That's why you have clans. That's why you have families, is so that you can get, you know, everyone does everything together. So if you're in chaos, it's all right to pause and say, I need some counsel here. I need some research here. I need a mentor here. I need some prayer warriors. I need a therapist. I need somebody who knows what I should do. And one of the most powerful prayers anybody ever prayed for me, I was actually in grad school, and I was having some challenges, and I needed a car, and I didn't have any money. And my friend Shauna grabbed my hand, and she prayed, Lord, send her somebody who knows what she should do. And that night at church, a man walked up to me, and he said, hi, my name is, and he introduced himself. And he said, before I retired, I owned several car dealerships, and I'd like to help you get a car, young lady. And that stood out in my mind when I get in situations to this day. I said, oh, send somebody who knows what I should do. And I'm amazed at how quickly that prayer gets answered. Because sometimes our wisdom is in our humility. And when we're willing to stop, we're willing to pause, that shows humility. And sometimes our wisdom is hidden in other people or other resources beyond ourselves. And that just stopping, just pausing, gives us a chance to seek help, to reach out, to find what the rest of humanity might know that might help us.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of this amazing conversation.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
TalkHelmetRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkHelmetRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing Happy Birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Oh,
starts in the ocean. And when I starts my day, look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter. Take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountaintops with snow. The Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster. We trying to save our salmon, bringing back the beavers. Cleaning up our streams, living million-dollar dreams. Pure fine our rivers. When we pull up, they taking our pictures. Cause Mac, we have got lyrics like scriptures. Like scriptures. So refreshing. It's so hot outside, I'm all shredded. I love spring water, straight pouring out the rocks. I drink up, always cheers it. Every shot, see me dipping. I stay active, I'm all talk and I'm all action. The mothers you listen to are just pulling your chain. They ball slapping. Mac, it's so smooth, I get them all laughing. And I stay smashing, sipping on water from Mount Shasta. Under a full moon, howling with Bigfoot, making medicine to heal wounds. Signing petitions to bring back the wolves in ancient meadows. Rivers with beavers, we natives, we dancing around the fire, overachievers.
Our listeners wanted to know and have your advice, really, Dr. Don, about how can we stop seeing things wrong. So, you know, you mentioned about, you know, taking, you know, looking like for the good and things like that. They, things appear to be good, but they're in the long run, they're not. Like, how can we have better discernment around that?
I think that, first of all, we can value discernment. We can begin to think of discernment as a valuable thing, and we can prize it, because discernment can come to us from a lot of sources. So, for example, you really like somebody. You think he's the greatest guy. You've been dating for 2 weeks. He's fantastic. But for some reason, your grandma doesn't like him.
Uh-huh.
Well, rather than saying, oh, well, she doesn't know. She's an elder. What does she? No, no. Why not pause? And why don't you like him? What do you sense after all your years of life experience that's making you think that maybe he's not right? And see what you learn. Mm-hmm. Maybe you think this is the company of your dreams. I should go to work for this company. This is the company. I know it. And yet every review on Glassdoor is like, no, don't work here.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't base my life on those things, but I would value them as an opportunity to have discernment. A window into the situation that I might not have.
Right.
So if you listen to everything your grandma says, you can still marry him. But you can marry him knowing that you had your eyes wide open and you researched and thought about it and asked him questions and did all those things. And I think that when we value discernment, we'll get more of it. We live in a mainstream society that really pressures us to make quick decisions. Buy it now. Put it on your credit card. Venmo. Just get it right now. Whereas if we really take a step back and practice the pause, practice a little patience, do you really need it? Is it really right for you? Should you go into debt for it? How long will it take to pay this back? Those are the kinds of things that discernment will do for you. And so even if something looks like the best deal in the world or the best thing in the world, if we use our discernment, and really value discernment, we will have a better shot at getting this right. And it will help us also see, instead of seeing things wrong, so to speak, we'll see all the sides. And we may decide we can live with the sides. That's the thing. We may say, okay, well, I know all about this company, but I still want to work there. Well, you're perfectly free to do that. But at least you know. You're not blindsided. You're going into it with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And maybe you're meant to be there. Maybe you'll make changes there. Maybe it's good for you and you'll learn great things there. But at least you will have thought it out and processed it, and you'll know a little bit more about it. And so I think when we value understanding and we value discernment, in addition to prizing wisdom, we'll have a better shot at getting this life right.
When we are in the midst of chaos and all the dishes are breaking around us, how can we tap into spirituality to get through that?
Well, I hope that all of our friends who are listening right now will not wait for chaos to begin to tap into spirituality. I hope that each one of us will make that a priority in our lives, because, you know, it's real hard. If you're on a sinking ship, or, you know, you're on a plane that's going down, it's real hard to read the pilot's manual and figure out how to do this. The time to study how to fly a plane is before you get in a plane. The time to learn about how to sail a boat is before you get on the boat. And so if you're not in any trouble right now and it's just peaceful for you, or it's just normal, you know, you have your shares of up and down, but nothing too chaotic, it's a good time to begin to find out how you can strengthen your spirit. And that's different for each of us. I mean, for me, that's rooted in prayer, you know. For other people, it may be rooted in meditation or nature. It may be rooted in a particular faith-based practice. It may be rooted in music or art. I mean, you know, my music, The Desire of Nations and The Stars of Heaven, you can find that on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. And I won a Global Music Award for each project. But it is really meant to be indigenous inspirational music, uplifting. It's meant to encourage your heart and bless your spirit. So if you need to get some good music to uplift you and help you kind of come out of the chaos, that's a great place to start. And I think about our spirits, you know, we want to strengthen them now. For example, if you heard a burglar in your house, God forbid, that's not the time to go get weights, start lifting weights and practicing karate so you can throw him out and he's already in your house. We need to learn self-defense as a preventative. And so I think when we think of spirituality as something that will strengthen us for everyday life, and then we're ready for a crisis when we encounter it, we will make it a priority. Now, what if you're in a crisis? Okay. Okay. No time like the present. No time like the present. Even in the midst of your trouble, even in the midst of your heartbreak or your chaos, I truly believe that the Creator will meet you there. And so if you'll just start right where you are, you know, sometimes in my life it has been so painful that the only prayer I could utter was help me. Just help me. And I think the help me prayer is pretty powerful, because humble people get the help, and help starts by asking for help.
Right, and it's always advisable to start asking for that help before you really super need it, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, we'd love it if you start, you know, learn to fly the plane before you get on the plane. But if you're on the plane and it's going down, call the air traffic controllers and ask for some help and how to fix this. And so I think when we look at it that way, it's an ongoing lifetime process. If you're in trouble right now, it's a good time to pray. If you're not in trouble now, it's an even better time to pray or to walk out your spirituality however you see fit. Because I think as we strengthen our spirits, we realize, you know, everyone works out, right? Everyone wants to exercise and eat right and take care of their bodies. And that's beautiful. We need to do that. I love that. But we also need to strengthen our spirit. And it's really easy when people are working and raising families and running here and there, and there's not enough hours in the day. It's easy to let our spirits be the thing that we sacrifice. But that, the spirit is what you're going to need when you don't know what to do.
Can you share with us, Dr. Dawn, you know, what are some of the ways that, or what, excuse me, what role does wisdom really play in creating healthy relationships?
I believe that, first of all, if we'll walk in wisdom, we will have healthy relationships. We'll select healthy people if we're walking in wisdom. And I'm talking about at all levels. I'm amazed by my friends. I have the best friends in the world. They are talented, creative, they're high achievers, but they're genuinely good people that just give of themselves, pour themselves out, and are just fantastic people. And I believe that the reason for that, honestly, is that when I was a little child, small kid, starting school, my mother taught me to pray and ask God to send me the right friends and associates and connections, to ask for favor with my teachers and the people around me. And I believe that there is such a thing as divine connections, people who will enhance your life, who will move you forward, who will grow with you, who will encourage you. And sometimes they're seasonal. They don't stay your whole life, but they are part of the good part of your life. And I think in this day and age, we are in such a hurry and we're surrounded by social media and we have so many things going on and apps and this and that we may forget that maybe some people are better for our lives than others, and that maybe can't be determined by a Bumble or an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
So when we pray about it and we really, or we use wisdom, we walk in wisdom, you know, I want people around me who have similar values and who want to grow and who are kind and loving and merciful people. I want people around me, you know, you get to make your own list. But when I think about how we walk in wisdom, bad company corrupts good morals. I mean, so the people we're around definitely impact our destiny.
Right.
When we know that we have a destiny, when we know that we have a divine purpose and a call and a vision for our lives, you can't just hang around with just anybody anymore. You can't just date just anybody. You can't, because you have someplace to go and something to do. And only people who are like-minded and uplifting will really appeal to you at that point. So if we'll walk in wisdom, we'll strengthen the relationships we have, but we'll also draw relationships to us with kind and wise and productive people. And I think that's a very important step. If we walk in wisdom, oh my goodness, our children, think of how our families will be strengthened. If we teach our children to walk in wisdom, think of all the trouble we can keep them out of. Because they'll be able to make good decisions and choose the right crowd of friends to hang around with. And sometimes things like that seem really simple, but they're life or death. You know, if you're walking in wisdom, you won't get the wrong babysitter. You won't get in the wrong car. You won't choose the wrong people. And that will impact a great deal of your life. So it does strengthen our relationships. It helps us tremendously when we walk in wisdom. My parents have been married 50 years. My grandparents were all married a million years. You know, once that was married 70 and, you know, 50 and, you know, everybody's been married a long, long time. And I grew up very close with my great-grandparents and with my grandparents and, of course, my parents. And one of the pieces of advice that all of them kept saying about these phenomenally long marriages that are happy marriages, I mean, it's not like, oh, we've been married for 65 years and we tolerate each other. They really like each other's company and enjoy being together and all of this. And when I inquired of them about, you know, how'd y'all pull this off in an era where this doesn't happen a whole lot, it all came down to walking in wisdom, to walking wisely. You don't have to tell everything you know. You know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? You don't have to always bicker with your spouse or have something to say back or just the last word. You know, sometimes you have to, you know they like this. You don't like it all that much, but you love them. So you go eat there, you know, and they make sacrifices for you and you make sacrifices for them and people, everybody is blessed. And so when we do walk in wisdom, children are the same way. When we deal with each child wisely, the discipline that works for your oldest child might not work for your youngest child. You may have to really seek how to motivate your middle child. And so when we walk in wisdom and we decide that we're going to look, instead of treating everything the same, we're going to really look for the right path to go on in every situation, we're going to have stronger relationships because we're going to build rapport. We're going to increase favor. We're going to develop deeper and broader connections. And I think that is a great way to look at how we can strengthen relationships and connections.
One of our listeners asked, what if you don't know where you're trying to get to?
Yeah. Well, remember my story about the destinies, where you just go from one destiny to the next destiny to the next destiny. I think even when we think we know where we're trying to go, we may not. You know, sometimes I think we may have it in our mind that this is it. This is how I'm going to go. I make a life plan. All this will happen, and this is how it's going to go. And yet there may be another plan, a better plan that we don't even know anything about. So I think if we focus on being the very best during the journey as we go from each destiny to each destiny to each destiny, we'll end up where we're supposed to be. Because sometimes we really don't know where we're supposed to go. Right? What to do if you don't know what to do? And so we have to look at the lessons and the signs during the journey. We have to look at, oh, what am I learning about myself? How am I growing here? Maybe I discovered a gift and a talent that I didn't know I had. And maybe I needed to know more about this, or maybe I need to deepen this connection. I love the fact that all we have to do if we're going on the wrong path, my granddaddy said, if you're on the wrong path, it ain't hard. Just stop and turn around. And sometimes we know that we're growing in the wrong path, and yet we just keep on growing in the wrong path because we're used to it. You know, you don't have to hold on to a mistake just because you've been making it for a long time. Sometimes we have to say, wow, I'm not sure this is the right path. I want to just pause, and I want to pray and ask for wisdom about this, and I want to stop and turn around, or I want to get this right. And I think when we're willing to be flexible, we'll be amazed at how many blessings were coming our way. I'm not talking about weak or easily led or misled. I'm talking about flexible. I thought I was going to this college, but then when I visited that college, it was pretty great. And so maybe, you know, be open-minded to that, because maybe there's something for you at that college and not at the one that you thought you were going to. And I think we also have to remember that there's seasons, and seasons change. So sometimes we think it's the wrong path, but it was a pretty good path when we got on it. It's just time for us to grow in a different direction, time for us to do something different. We're being called to grow and expand and increase. I mean, think about plants. A plant that doesn't grow is dead. And so maybe we're growing and we think, oh, I messed up. Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe it was just okay when you were 18 and not okay when you were, you know, 25. And so we grow, we do, and we have to give ourselves permission to do that without condemnation as well. So I think sometimes when we concentrate on the destination, you know, I want to be a millionaire by 45. Well, if that doesn't happen, we might be pretty disappointed. But if we decide that we're going to get the most out of every year between now and 45, then we'll be very happy people.
You know, I was thinking too that, you know, we look at recognizing that we are on the wrong, we call it the wrong path. But like mm-hmm. you use this phrase, right, there's a season essentially for everything, and really identifying that you're on this path that is no longer a fit for who you are now.
It's
those mileposts that you were speaking out of at the top of the show, that, you know, those are the things that we are should be looking for. That's where the wisdom lies. It gives right, it informs us that we need to, like your granny said, you know, stop, change direction. So beautifully put. Thank you so much for that. Dr. Dawn, we've got a few minutes left. Is there anything that we haven't asked you so far that you would like to share with our listeners?
I want to share and invite all of your friends that listen to this show. I want to thank you for listening to this show. I have a show called The Conversation with Dawn Karima, and we received the Indigenous Artist Activist Award for it, nominated for the Women of Essence Global Award for it, Indigenous Music Award nominated for it. And so we've had a wonderful time with it. And I just want to really encourage you to listen to my show, because we have some beyond beautiful guests. It's always uplifting. It's always encouraging. My day job is in the news, radio, and TV broadcasting. And I was working in that field, and I was so happy with a story of mine that was going to fix and come on the TV. And I sat there with my grandma, and she said, "Wow, this news is just so negative. It's just so unhappy and miserable." And I thought, yeah, it kind of is. And she said, "You know what? There's a lot more good people in the world than bad. The bad ones just get more publicity." Oh. And that was one of those wisdom signs we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Because it got it down in my spirit. Even though I was at one of the major news broadcasting networks that there is in the earth, I thought, no, I got to do something about this. And that's how my show started, to spotlight positive people, uplifting people, people who are changing lives. And so A Conversation with Dawn Karima, you can Google that, K-A-R-I-M as in Mary A. It's available on talktainmentradio.com. We've got a podcast that you can download or listen to 24/7 in addition to the syndicated radio stations that it's on and the internet radio that it's on. And iTunes, talktainmentradio.com, you can find it easily. And I think it will bring a lot of joy to your soul. It really will. It'll be, think of it as, you know, conversations, like we're all just sitting on my back porch on the deck in Cherokee, North Carolina, looking over the river and having a barbecue. And I think in this day and age, we need those kinds of mentors. We need those kinds of loving voices in our lives. I also want to say that my music will uplift your heart, and all the profits go to charity. The Desire of Nations, the Stars of Heaven, both won Global Music Awards. The Desire of Nations won a Native American Music Award. The Stars of Heaven was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award. And all the profits from that music do go to charity. And we, it's positive. It's upbeat. It's uplifting music. You can listen to it with your kids or your grandma, because it's clean and wholesome. And I just encourage you to surround your spirit, especially if you're feeling sort of in turmoil right now. If you don't know what to do, surround your spirit with positive blessings and good things.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
On that beautiful note, we're going to have to stop.
Then we're going to wrap it up for the evening. Yes, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Dr. Dawn.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome. Informative, gentle, and kind conversation. Thank you. We've got all your links in the chat room. Go, people, go.
All right. We've got to go.
That's right.
So, just remember, to find the one,
you have to be the one.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Silent is
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray all, then pray all. Ain't never the bad, once the world forgave you.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard. Ain't never look bad once the world forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.